I'm gonna stick thank that you. Microphone down your
thank
throat.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank him. I mean, I don't know his name.
Oh, the boy.
Yeah.
We'll just call him Boy.
Yeah, Boy. Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. Well, that was nice of him.
Yeah, right.
It was nice of him. Very nice. I think he's a very nice boy.
Yes, so do I.
Yeah, very nice. But he's got to shave.
Yeah, but everybody's got to shave for the next morning.
That's,
well,
that
unless
is
they
the
wish
clock.
To have a beard.
You see, men know about the clock because they have to shave.
Not for the clock, but they find out the next morning that they are like a toilet brush.
Right.
They have to shave if they wish to not be like a toilet brush.
That's true.
You get me?
I get you. And I think that we could probably invent some use for a man that doesn't shave. Maybe a spindle. Do you know what a spindle is?
What is a spindle?
A spindle is a thing you put paper on, you know, like, you know, a nail.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh,
Einstein.
Punaise.
Yeah.
We call it punaise.
Well,
the thing that you stick paper with to
the
wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are like punaises.
Yeah.
Those men with beards.
Yeah, and not only
how's
that.
How's your upper lip then?
This.
Yeah. That must be like a punaise.
Too soft.
Yeah, is
yeah.
it?
It's been there a long time.
How long?
Let's see, how long has that been there? Probably 6 years.
Not longer.
No. No, I had shaved it off once, and I got real cold, you know, it keeps my upper lip warm. It's good for the horn. It accepts the reed better, if you have this. I think, yeah, I think it's more sensitive with this, the upper lip.
The upper lip.
The upper lip.
Boys, you want to ask some questions?
they are
the beef artists.
He's a nice
you know?
Boy. I can tell you this, to start off with, there is no question or an answer.
Yeah.
Now I'll try to ask.
Oh, I've got one technical question.
Oh, yeah.
I read in an old article that you couldn't find a microphone that could really help you with your voice, but that was like 8 years ago.
The government has them all.
What
the government has them all. All the good microphones.
Are you being bugged?
Being what?
Bugged.
Bugged?
Yeah, that's how they call if there's secret microphones in your house.
Ah. Probably. Probably.
So am I.
I know.
Are there
probably
you put the microphone by your mouth,
but are there better microphones now?
Oh, I think that there are a lot of better microphones now than there was. I broke a Telefunken microphone when I did Save His Milk. They said it was strong, you know. Well, it wasn't. I have 7.5 octaves.
How many?
7.5.
You're boasting.
Oh, I'm serious.
Really?
7.5 octaves, yeah.
Can you break this one?
You don't want me to break your microphone.
I would be sorry, but it would be exciting.
It would be, yeah.
I have this one as a spare one.
You have that as a... No, I actually can't. Yeah, I can. Well, it's not that hard. What is that noise over there? Do you hear that?
A rat.
No, that shh. What is it?
Yeah, it's water pipes. It's water pipes.
Really? Disgusting. Isn't it?
And like, when you have central heating and the hot water flows through pipes through the buildings.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. I listen to them all night, everywhere I go. Let's see. What was I going to say? Old age is when all the organs start playing.
In churches?
Yeah.
You mean in the buildings? Yeah.
No, I mean in the humans. Old age is when all the organs start playing.
Yeah, right.
Pretty frightening concept.
Where do you live?
I live in the desert, the high desert of the Mojave Desert, up near Mojave, out in a trailer in the desert, way out in the desert.
You live in a trailer?
Oh, yeah.
Not a really building?
No.
How come?
No money. Not enough money.
Not enough.
Nobody can afford a house in America. Now.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
Have things turned out so bad?
Well, I think, yes. It's for people that don't have money.
Apparently.
Yeah. For people that do have money, things are still bad.
Is it very cold in the winter, or?
Hopefully. You know, unless they find a way to make it warm all winter. Wouldn't that be awful?
Yeah.
They're trying.
I don't want to come by then.
Oh, in the desert.
No, it's so
nice.
Cold.
Oh, it's cold. You know what? I'll tell you what. May I just stop this for one moment?
Yeah, what do you want to stop?
This interview, just for a moment.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Does it have anything to do with your eyes?
I think that definitely it has a lot to do with my eyes. I mean, unless I sculpt, you know, without a light.
Photophobic. You need light as well to see.
Everybody needs light.
When you live in the desert, there's plenty of light.
I don't go out in the daytime.
You only live in the nighttime.
Nocturnal, yeah.
But
definitely.
That's the coldest time as well.
Pardon me?
That's the coldest time.
Is it cold at night?
Yeah, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Colder in the night. I like it cold. I don't like the sun. You have to have light, but I after seeing Van Gogh's first painting, I realized that the sun is a disappointment.
Sorry?
I think the sun is disappointing.
Yeah.
After seeing one of Van Gogh's paintings.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Let's
don't
give
you?
Us one try.
That's why you put black pieces in your paintings.
Black pieces?
Yes.
Are you a psychiatrist?
No, I'm not.
A psychiatrist is somebody who wants to die in your other life. I never analyze my painting. You're kidding. You've had too much to think.
Maybe I have.
Have you been to a lot of school?
Well, not a lot, but quite some.
If you want to be a different fish, you've got to jump out of school.
Well,
you were fencing with me. I'll fence with you. You were fencing with me. Yes, you do. There's nothing. Language has nothing to do with what you were saying to me. You're trying to trap me.
No, I was not trying to trap you.
You weren't? You were too.
It was just an idea that occurred to me.
I know.
Yeah.
To trap me.
No, but not meaning to trap you.
You use language. Language is a trap.
No, not always.
Shakespeare?
I can't follow you.
Shakespeare.
Yeah, what? Doesn't have to do anything with a trap.
Pardon me?
Shakespeare a trap?
No. Could not Shakespeare.
There's something else.
Could you?
I'm just teasing you. I like to tease. Didn't you hear about me? I love it. To tease. You know, I mean, that's a wonderful form. It is. No, I like you. I'm not. I'm just teasing you. Do you know what teasing is? You see, I have never been able to be that serious.
As serious as what?
As serious as makeup.
Yeah.
Cosmetology. Mm. I can't make up a face. I abandoned my expressions, my facial expressions when I was 3. A little late, maybe, though. Maybe late.
Depends.
Reagan.
Ronald Reagan? I know. Isn't he cute? Saddle soaps his hair. Funeral parlor makeup. Funeral parlor makeup. Bad for over here, too.
Yeah.
When the ocean is wounded, it takes the whole world to heal.
You brought you a present.
You did?
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a catalog of a Dutch famous.
That's nice.
The man was a shoemaker.
Shoemaker?
Yeah, all his life. And he painted in, any time he had time.
You know this painter?
And he made, this is a collage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From a piece of paper that he found.
And he does all of this?
I've seen only these two. These are.
He does all of these? What is his name?
Rinsema.
It's on the front.
Oh.
Thijs Rinsema.
He was working on his own.
Really? Was working on his own?
Well, he was not in a group of painters. Or he knew some people.
Yeah.
Connected to Dada or
Dadaist, yeah. Is that the where they shave off one side of the mustache?
Oh, I can imagine. Yes.
Is that what they do?
I don't know.
Dadaist,
maybe that. I never heard about that, but I can imagine that they did things like that.
Silly things. I mean, you know. I like Van Gogh. Yeah. I mean, you know. I like that.
Maybe
it's
he likes
nice.
That.
Yeah, I like those. Yeah, I like Robert Rauschenberg. Mm-hmm. I like Small Rebus. Have you seen this? Small Rebus.
No, I haven't seen it.
It's a collage. Yeah. Yeah. That's about, that's the one I like. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the guy with the tin cans.
Tin cans.
Yeah, the guy that built all the tin cans on top of each other.
Really? Who? I haven't heard of
him. Cristo, or so.
What? Russo?
Cristo.
Cristo.
Yeah?
I don't think so.
Oil
Jesus
cans.
Cristo?
No!
Oil drums, Jesus. You mean?
Hmm?
Oil drums?
Yeah, oil drums.
On top of each other?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How high?
Yeah. Cristo.
That's right. It's Cristo.
Never heard of him.
I occasionally
America?
Just,
yeah,
seems to be. I don't know anything about the man, but I just saw these oil cans and I like them.
wait a minute, let's see. The Gulf?
No, not even Shell.
Maybe. Maybe pop art, you mean? I don't think I've seen it.
I think he did other things, like putting up mirrors along a distance of several miles.
Oh, recently he's done these things. I don't think he's any good, this guy that recently did that thing. The canvas, a long canvas, yes? A long canvas.
Yes.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
I like these oil drums.
He had a lot of students putting this canvas up for him. And he was flying with a helicopter over it. Filming
a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah.
He must have a lot of money.
Yeah. That guy lives in a house.
He sure lives in a house. Plus, he thinks he can improve nature. I don't know. I don't like him. I think he's just souping things up like Andy Warhol.
I have another question.
You gave me this so that I'll answer a question. No, I'm teasing. No, I love it. No, it's nice, man.
I have another question.
Thank you.
I have to say this in the microphone.
Thank you. That's an answer. Thank you, really.
These paintings are on show just now.
Where?
In Dordrecht.
Dordrecht?
The record company will know where that is. It's...
she might.
It's about 20 miles from here. So, if you want to... It's very nice and quiet.
Thank you. Yeah. I just wonder if I'll have time. I doubt it. Yeah, I just. Will they get me one?
Yeah, I'll get you one.
Yeah, that would be nice of you.
Do you want some?
Do you want any coffee?
No.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Very soon. Like, could you sort of round it up in 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Thank you. Hey, listen, thank you. It's nice.
Well, we knew you were painting on some of the record sleeves.
Yeah, but
some paintings.
Don, I've got one question. And you know, the program that I make is called Rub-a-Dub.
Rub-a-Dub.
Nobody understands it. Can you explain what means Rub-a-Dub?
A dub made of rubber?
I don't know, but what do you think when you hear Rub-a-Dub?
Fun. Fun. A lot of fun.
Yeah?
Depending upon what you're rub-a-dubbing against, right?
Anything.
Anything. Yeah, anything. Yeah. It's, it seems that, I know somebody that did a song about that.
What does it go like?
Says, let's see. His name is Sunnyland Slim. You know who that is? Sunnyland Slim. Says, let me think about this for a second. Says, I saw a little girl sharped out in blue. She pulled me down. She started rubbing. I started rubbing, too. It's mighty crazy. Have you ever heard of it? Just to keep on rubbing that same old thing.
What happened?
Let me block that neon light for a minute. Say, let's see. Made it crazy just to keep on rubbing that same old thing, just keep going. And just went up against anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Who's telling all this?
Who's telling this?
Yeah, you are, but.
What? Oh, no, he did that song, you see.
Yeah, but you are telling about it. And who are you?
Oh, Captain Beefheart.
On VPR radio.
On VPR radio. Captain Beefheart on VPR radio.
You never heard that station?
Lately, all I've heard is Doc at the radar station on Virgin Records and tapes.
Maybe we can spare half an hour per week for that.
I can't believe it. She took my cigarette.
We only have these Chesterfields. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, well, that's fine. Oh, they're good. Mm-hmm. You want a cigar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Maybe you start smoking a cigar. Yeah.